Lenten Journey Day 29. God's Way. The Lenten journey is much like a set of stairs. As we ascend upward, we acknowledge the foundation built by each step. Each stair is dependent upon previous steps we have taken, and the success of our climb relies on us placing a firm foot on the stair before. The step that we took yesterday, that is yesterday's lesson, was based upon the parable of the unjust judge. Through this parable, Jesus taught us the value of prayer. He tells us that our Heavenly Father already knows what our needs are, and therefore we understand prayer today not as only a conversation with God, but a conversation with the self. For in fact, God knows our needs. We need to be aware of it. We need that time to open ourselves to the words of God. And God's will is what we pray for. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May your will be done here. When we pray this prayer, we are submitting. We are opening ourselves up to that possibility. And so as we progress, as we take this next step in the Lenten journey, we come to understand that God is a caring and compassionate God who works with us, not outside of us. That is, we need to be open to the possibility of thy will be done. This is quite different from sitting back and saying, thy will be done, and expecting something from outside of us to take control. That is a Superman effect to God. So many times our prayers are based on this Superman idea that we expect God to come down, swooping down from the heavens and rectify the situation we're in. That he may come like a man of steel. We may come as a completely powerful God and take over and stop evil in its track. But our understanding has changed today, hasn't it? For in fact, if we pray to God and we know that God already knows our needs, then the prayer becomes one of opening ourselves to the possibility of God's will be done. That is, not to merely sit back and say, thy will be done, and expect some power from outside to overtake us, but now we are open to the possibility of God working through us. That means we open our hands and we embrace those who need love. That means we put one step in front of the other and we walk in the paths of righteousness. That means we open our eyes, we open our ears to God's justice. That means we become the instruments to do God's will here on earth. Quite different from a lazy man's prayer, wishing that God swoop down from the heavens and take care of his every need. This prayer is a prayer of us engaging, that is, to be in fellowship with God, allowing God to work through us, allowing God to be a partner with us in this lifetime. In fact, this is the mature prayer of the Christian. In fact, this is the new step that we take today. We understand God through the conversation now that we are having with him. So prayer is actually this new conversation with God, but it is not a one-way street. It is not a request list that we hand out or expect to be filled like a Santa Claus who comes down a chimney and fulfills our wildest dreams. No, the dreams that we have may be as wild as possible, but to actualize those dreams, God works through us. He becomes a partner with us so that we become the legs, the hands, the mouth, the strength of God here on earth. In fact, St. Paul likens the church to the body of Christ, specifically talking about the members of the body in terms of hands, feet, legs. Why? Because the only way Christ can work in this world is through a physical presence and a body. And here is the key. Here is the way that on this day 29 of this Lenten journey, we make a transition to understand ourselves in a partnership with God and a partnership with one another. Yes, the Lenten journey has brought us here. What began as a solo venture, through partnerships now we understand will be concluding as ourselves in communion with others. There is a reason that Jesus says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I shall be." He does not say where one is gathered, for in fact there cannot be one Christian. Christianity implies a community. It implies working together. Faith without works is meaningless, says the apostle. On this day of Lent, we now understand that prayer will have a different meaning for us. The words, "Thy will be done," will be a call to action for us to open our heart, open our senses to the possibility of "Thy will be done," of God working through us and not outside of us. But what of problems that are beyond us, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, or illnesses and disease? We'll take a look at those problems tomorrow as we continue on this thread, as we take the next step up the staircase of Lent. Accordingly, for our prayer today, let us pray the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in our Lenten journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources, podcasts, broadcasts to get you through the Lenten season, as well as through your spiritual journeys through life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.